Hello, women of power and spirit. In this month's exploration, we are looking at the two faces of seeing what is not. You see, what is not is the first place our minds go when we look into the future. Think about a moment in your life that might have looked something like this. Let's say you choose to see a healthcare practitioner about two physical concerns. Let's say an occasional heart palpitation and high blood pressure. You follow some new healing protocols, and the next time you talk with your healthcare practitioner, in a frustrated and depressed voice, you tell him or her about the continuing high blood pressure. Your healthcare practitioner asks you about the heart palpitations, and you realize you haven't had a heart palpitation in weeks. One symptom healed, and one still needs to be healed. But your mind had taken you directly to what needs healing, completely unaware of your success. It's important to notice your successes and celebrate them because it helps you feel your accomplishments and enjoy them. Plus, it quiets down the voice saying, "We are not there yet." You see a greater truth when you celebrate your accomplishments. And in this case, that would be, I'm making progress. In addition to celebrating your progress, it can be helpful to know there are two faces to seeing what is not. One is seeing what hasn't happened yet and feeling depressed. The second, seeing what hasn't happened yet and knowing it exists for you. When you are holding, you can hold either or both of these two faces. You can begin by holding the depression you feel about what hasn't happened yet. And as the depression starts diminishing in the presence of love, you're likely to feel the joy of anticipating the result you desire. Or you can begin by holding the desire of feeling completely well. Feel the joy or freedom of that wellness. As you hold, if there are any remnants of fear, they will come up to be held as well, so they can unravel, unwind, and release. After any fear has released, you will return to the feeling of joy or freedom, only this time with a greater sense of assurance. For our holding meditation, I invite you to consider something that has not happened yet and bring that to the meditation. I'll see you there.